You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3. This is the Asheville FM News Hour, and this is News Team correspondent Dylan Mintz. This evening, I'll be interviewing Christy McMillan, Adult Programs Manager from the Asheville Art Museum, to discuss current and upcoming exhibits. Before we get started, if you'd like to introduce yourself and the role you take on at the Asheville Art Museum.
Sure. As you said, my name is Christy McMillan. I'm the Adult Programs Manager at the museum. I work in the museum's education department, primarily with adult audiences, doing programs everything from gallery talks to lectures, film screenings, performances, to working with our interns and volunteer tour guides.
Awesome. First, we'll go over the construction and reopening of the museum space, which is very exciting. The reconstruction of the Asheville Art Museum has been an ongoing development, with its opening planned for this spring. If you'd like, you could delineate the museum's expansion and renovation project. I understand this project has consisted of carefully planned phases over the course of its construction.
Yeah, so we've been fundraising for this project for over 10 years. It's a major renovation and expansion project right on Pack Square in downtown Asheville. It's a $24 million plus project that involved the transformation and preservation of the museum's historic North Wing, which is a 90-plus-year-old building. It was originally the Pack Library right on Pack Square. And then there were two other parts of our building in Pack Place that needed renovation, expansion, gutting, and rebuilding. And then one building needed to actually be torn completely down and rebuilt and expanded. So it's a really complicated project, but I think that when people walk into the new museum, they're going to really be wowed by how much the space has been transformed.
The Asheville Art Museum provides opportunities for members of the community to get involved throughout varying age ranges. Currently, the museum is holding an art show for youth in conjunction with the Regional Scholastic Program. Could you tell us a little more about that, as well as the other programs for individuals of the different generations that Asheville Art Museum is providing for the community in the future?
Sure. So the 2019 Western North Carolina Regional Scholastic Art Awards is one of our current exhibitions that we have on view now. And that's an exhibition that we've been doing for over 20 years. We collaborate with the National Scholastics organization to present that. We are the Western North Carolina host for that exhibition. And it's honestly one of the most beloved exhibitions of the staff. It's for students in grades 7 through 12. They submit visual arts as well as new media art every year in a competitive juried exhibition. And what we have on view right now at the Mission Health AB Tech Conference Center is the gold and silver key winners. And then we also have on a media loop the honorable mention students. So from there, the winners go on to a statewide and then a nationwide competition. So this is just one of the exhibitions that we have up right now in the community. One thing that was really important to us while we were closed was to have still a very active presence in the community.
You know, Christy, I remember when I was in the eighth grade, I took part in the Eastern Regional Scholastic Showcase, and it was so fulfilling as a youth to see my artwork hung in a profession. For some of the upcoming exhibitions, the communities in this part of the Appalachian region have been steeped in rich musical, artistic, and cultural influences from Native American and African American culture, artists from Black Mountain College, with the roots of bluegrass, clay ceramics, and other local and specialized craftsmanship. This reopening of the museum will champion a huge success for the Asheville community by providing some awesome opportunities for individuals to view art which has been influenced by the context of Appalachian life. Recently, the Asheville Art Museum announced the opening of the exhibit, Appalachia Now, an Interdisciplinary Survey of Contemporary Art in Southern Appalachia. Could you share with us a little bit more about this exhibit?
Yeah, so Appalachia Now is going to be one of two exhibitions that opens the art museum. We're so thrilled to get our galleries back open and welcome people into the new museum. One of the exhibitions will be a complete new look, reinstallation, reinterpretation of the museum's collection. We are a collecting institution, and we collect American art of the 20th and 21st centuries, really looking at how this region has influenced American art, as well as how this region has been influenced by American art sort of at large in the country. Appalachia now sort of takes a very ultra contemporary, what's going on in Appalachia right now, look at creativity, both visual artists, performing artists, poetry. And to that end, our guest curator, Jason Andrew, and our curatorial assistant, Lola Claremont, visited hundreds of artists who are working sort of with Western North Carolina as a nucleus and then looking at Southern Appalachia in our bordering states. So Southern Virginia, Northwestern South Carolina, Eastern Tennessee, North Georgia, to really look what's going on right now with creatives in this area. So there are 50 artists that are taking part in that exhibition. It's going to take up both of our new special exhibition galleries and really launch the Asheville Art Museum in an exciting way.
If someone wanted to show support for the museum or contribute to the available programs, where might one find that information?
Yeah, so if you haven't visited us in a while, please go to our website, ashevilleart.org. We are absolutely thrilled that one of the things that is looking fresh and bright about the museum is our website. We just launched a new website a few weeks ago, and we really think that this is a great place for folks to find information about what we have going on, the opening of the museum, our different events around the community, both before we open and once we get going, our exhibitions, in a really easy and intuitive way. So take a look at that.
That sounds very exciting. If there's anything else that you'd like to add on these issues, successes, or other news on the reopening of the museum, feel free to share.
So we had a pop-up location on the South Slope right near Green Man Brewery. They are a really great neighbor. And in that space, we were able to have small exhibitions, but also have exhibitions with other community partners. So one of the exhibitions that we have upcoming is called In the Midst, which will be at the Collider on 1 Haywood Street in downtown Asheville in conjunction with their annual climate conference, Climate City Expo. And that's going to look at environmental photography that's really looking not only at the beauty of nature, but also how humans interact with nature and sometimes transform it. So that's been just one of the many exhibitions that we've had popping up around town.
On behalf of the Asheville community and everyone here at Asheville 103.3 FM, I want to thank you, Christy, for your efforts in providing cultural experiences of the art world for locals and all who visit this wonderful community. The date is to be determined for the opening of the Art Museum later this spring and will be posted on the Asheville Art Museum's new website. If you're interested in any other information pertaining to the Asheville Art Museum, this would be the place to look.
Thank you so much for having me.